Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Thank you all very, very much for tuning in today. And it is my hope, nay, it is my prayer that the Holy Spirit will be able to speak to your heart through today's teaching as we continue looking at the baptism in the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts. Now, today, looking not at what this denomination or that denomination says, or what this religion or that religion says, or even what this guy or this gal says, but what the Word of God says, what the Holy Bible says. Now, open up your spirit, my friend, and because the Lord desires to open up the truth, this critical truth to us. As central to our Christian experience in the body of Christ are the practice of spiritual gifts. And we do need to come to terms with what the Bible teaches about them. Now, the Bible teaches that all the spiritual gifts are possible where the Holy Spirit dwells in people. And the Bible and the Spirit has not changed. My friend, there's nothing new under the sun, and you cannot go around this at all. Now, I'm thoroughly aware of the arguments of those who teach that the so-called sign gifts ceased when the Bible was completed or when it was canonized. I've read all of the books on this and have gone through the Bible myself. Their arguments does not hold any more weight than does the argument of those who claim that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is a second blessing. I have yet to be convinced that of this idea that the gifts are done away with is even more remotely taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as it is usually demanded by those who believe they have been done away with. And I have yet to be convinced that God's inspired an entire chapter of spiritual gifts, such as 1 Corinthians 14, when these gifts were to cease even before those chapters could be read by many Christians. I have yet to be convinced that God listed gifts of the Spirit in His inspired Word that He never intended to survive the first century. After all, God who represents His Word, let me say that God represents His Word, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I've had people, some Christians I know, get angry and even very indignant at the mere suggestion that tongues and prophecy or healing could be for today. Most of the time, the people, some Christians, base their objections to the gifts of the Spirit upon the abuse and the antics of the charismatics and the Pentecostals. But this is a lame objection for a number of reasons. First of all, those who object to the gifts usually accuse the charismatics and the Pentecostals of relying on experiences rather than Scripture. Now, this is a valid charge, but those who object to the gifts are doing exactly the same thing. They are relying on their experience, but in their case, their lack of experience. They do not practice, nor teach, nor experience the gifts, and so they assume that those gifts cannot be valid. Oh, my friend, you know what can happen if we assume too far. Or leave that alone, amen? Furthermore, they are also relying on their experience rather than Scripture, because they are denying the mere possibility of gifts that are listed and explained in the Bible. Now, Paul writes by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. So now I'm going to read through that and I'm going to expound a little bit. Here we go, verse 11. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are difference of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit, that's the capital S, is given to every man or mankind to profit withal. For to one mankind is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another man or mankind faith by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecies. Now that word prophecy is interesting because there's foretelling and forthtelling. Foretelling is telling the future, speaking of the future. Forthtelling is the present tense, and it means to speak forth. To another, discerning of spirit, that's both the demonic and the natural spirits. To another, diverse, and that word diverse was added by the translators, to another, tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all of these works, that one and the self, same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills, and the he there is God. Now, what compounds the problem with these gifts is that despite the fact that all of these gifts are possible today because the Holy Spirit has not changed, it is nevertheless possible for people to be, ready for this, operating in a counterfeit gift. Yes, I said a counterfeit gift. Now, please pay close attention here to my friend. The fact that all of these gifts are possible for today does not mean that they are all necessarily normal or everyone, is widespread. For example, I do not believe that all the people who say or think they are speaking in tongues are doing so. I base this on the fact that most people who claim to be speaking prophecy end up to be wrong. In the Old Testament, these folks would have been stoned. And most people who claim to be healing others are not doing so. So then why should I believe that most people who claim to have the gift of tongues actually do speak in tongues? Now, of course, all of this confusion about the baptism with the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts and whether they are real can be cleared up at once if they would only go back to the Scriptures, to the things that Jesus himself said. The Holy Spirit would do when he comes. Jesus said what the Holy Spirit would do when he comes, and therefore this is what the gifts of the Spirit will do. And working toward producing the fullness of Christ in each other. Let me say that again. That the gifts of the Spirit would do this. All working toward producing the fullness of Christ in each believer. That is what the gifts will do. Once we test all things by what Jesus said, we will be able to know whether something is real or counterfeit, my friend. And the Holy Spirit came to glorify, to testify, and to reveal Jesus Christ not only to us, but in us. The Holy Spirit did not come to reveal himself or a man. Remember that. The Holy Spirit did not come to reveal himself or a man, or to glorify things called sign gifts and wonders, or to create an emotional experience. The Holy Spirit came to make Jesus Christ Lord. Wow. Full stop there. All Christian experiences, if they are of God, are intended by God, and to that end, unto Christ. We must test them, the experiences, by the Word of God, by the Bible, and not by our reactions or our emotions or even our feelings. Christianity was never about anything else or anyone else except Christ, who is to be lived out in our lives. So if I am saved, it is because Christ is in me. I am saved because Christ dwells, Christ lives, Christ is in me. Not what I do or not what I do. Oh no, not even what I feel or what I do not feel. But he is my life. Paul said, not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. That was in Galatians 2 and 20. And if I am in Christ, then I am a new creation, and old things are passed away, or in the Greek, old things are passed over. And all things have become new. You can see that in 1 Corinthians 5:17. But according to the Second Blessing folks and their doctrine, I still lack much. I have no power for service, and I do not have the power of Jesus happening in my life and through my life, despite being born again from above. I am not complete unless I go on to seek a second blessing, and I will spend the rest of my life never realizing the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You cannot have it both ways, my friend. it is impossible to have Christ in us yet get to lack anything that God has for us, then we are not complete in Christ. The charismatics and Pentecostal position is therefore a denial that we are complete in Christ alone. But this is not the biblical position, which is, for in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Colossians 2:10. Oh, the Bible also makes a point of saying that we need to know that truth and stand in it, lest we drift off into error. More next week, my friend, on the baptism with the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that the Word of God touched your heart and it opened up your spirit and you allowed Him to give you revelation and truth. More next week. Talk to you. God bless. Bye.